the altar of someone else's love for me. No, that doesn't comfort me.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO. I'm CR. The show is They FM. I have nothing else to say. Here's more music.
I bought you breakfast, then you started your rings. The air was fragrant and thick with our silence. I held my breath as something deep inside pinched. I touched the bump on your wrist, you were born. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. You're too proud to tell me that you can. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. Never use your words to show you care. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. Through the way that I sit and start to pick at the rips in my Nikes. You quote Tom York and lean in for a quick kiss, but still you just won't admit that you like me. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. Still too stubborn to show that you can.
Just brand new, little life in love. Can I?
Okay, what's up, y'all? Hello. Hopefully you can hear my voice. I can never tell because the way the monitors are set up in here, but I'm gonna figure that you can. Yeah, what's up? We've got a month left in the semester as of like today. We've lost our very beautiful warm spring weather, and now it's just kind of beautiful, kind of warm, which is fine. Easter was yesterday. I don't have a lot to discuss. It's been kind of just the there's 1 month left in the semester energy for me. Classes were posted today to SIS, in case you did not know. I went online and immediately added like half of the courses in the English department to my cart. So course registration is going great so far. I'm finishing my comp sci major very soon, so now I just need to finish my English major, which apparently means fooling myself into thinking that taking like 4 English classes at the same time would be a good idea. I go into full like emergency mode every time I need to write one paper, so it's going to be really interesting to be in 4 English classes and have 4 papers at the same time, but I believe in myself. I can do it. And then maybe next semester will finally be my time to take like a gym class or something. We'll see. But call in, tell me your course registration thoughts. Give me class recommendations. I would actually love it if people called in with recommendations for courses, because I am almost done with my degree and I have 2 to 3 semesters left. So I need to know what fun things to take. For now, we've got a PSA that I enjoyed. It's titled, "Order Your Free Vegetarian Starter Kit at PETA.org. Right up top, I think that my favorite thing about this PSA is by the looks of this piece of paper. There's such a small, small chance that this offer is still good, still valid. There's like a really grainy photo of the vegetarian starter kit with some people on the front who are probably famous people that I don't recognize. And it's very like mid-2000s. So I think you guys should try. I think you can try to order your vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. It's free. Call in. Let me know how that works for you. But here goes. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. Honestly, I might do it. I'm not planning on going vegetarian, but I want to see what their tips on eating out are, and if they would be at all helpful in the South where I am from. We'll see. I'm in a weird position playing music-wise today, because I'm doing it all from my phone, which I'm not used to. Usually I have my computer here in the studio, but it is being repaired. No cause for concern. Don't worry about me. It's not really broken. My AppleCare is expiring soon, and I'm getting like the keyboard and the battery replaced so that my computer holds up for longer, which I would highly recommend doing. It cost me nothing besides 4 days without my computer, which in college feels like a super long time, but it's still worth it. That's my life advice for the day, is if you have AppleCare, use it. Get your money's worth. Let's see. So I played a couple of new songs. Big Thief has a new song, Off You. That was the last one that I played. Flock of Dimes has a new album that I listened to. It's pretty decent. I played the song too off of that one. St. Vincent released another song. I think I have listened to it, but I don't remember it. Maybe I will play it. There's a band who I can play much of their music on the show. Like, the music's not explicit, but I cannot say the band name on the show. So I'll play a couple of their songs now, including the one that came out recently. And you just take a look at WMFO.org and read it for yourself. That'll be fun. Or I could just spoil it. Ben Shapiro would call them Mannequin P-Word, and I really appreciate Ben Shapiro for providing us with this really good radio-friendly way of saying, you know, like, wet ass, or like, mannequin. That's the band. They're delightful. Also, the main, like, woman from the band recently tweeted that if she'd known how long they would last, she might have considered other naming options for reasons like this. But it's okay, because they still make great music. So, here you go.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was an accident. I mean to skip the song. Oh well. Also, didn't mean to get a phone call during the show. Sorry about that, y'all. Well, sorry about the mishaps there, guys. I guess that's just what makes freeform radio so fresh and exciting, is when somebody misses the, like, add to cue button on their phone and just hits play instead. Yeah. Again, I don't have my computer today, which is super, super cute. But I hope you enjoyed the first half of the song, So When You Gonna by Dreamwife, followed by Bimbo by the Coat Hangers. I kind of got myself into a tough spot because I started playing a bunch of, like, rock, which is not the genre I was super feeling today, and then felt the need to substantiate it and, like, back it up with more. So that was just me going through old playlists, a little nostalgic for me. We also had What's Your Deal with Kim by Dump Him, an amazing band, a Massachusetts band. Please show them some love. I've played all the songs that I needed to play today. So I'm just gonna wing it. And it's probably gonna be super not decipherable why I'm playing songs in the order that I am. I hope you have fun. I will.
Hand on your thigh, I got your bed on my mind. Dreaming by the summertime.
Don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold. The dreams of granny and mansion and happy. The little things I need to save my soul. And I know the money don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold. The dreams of granny and mansion and happy. The little things I need to save my soul. Who am I? Gypsy rap. Gypsy need her dollar back and all of that. My devil's only closer when I call him back. Lick her in the limelight, lick her in the limelight with fine wine and ecstasy. You can have the rest of me. Basket case, silhouette, cigarette, internet. Check my Twitter page for something holier than black death. Who am I? Gypsy black. The vacancy of hallelujah. Me hollow in my interviews. Me only wearing tennis shoes to clubs with dress codes. Cause fuck they clubs. Everything is everything. Me no name. Me niggas doing cocaine. Me missing brother Mike like something heavy. Me heart just wasn't ready. I wish I was a kid again.
When the sun is going down, when the dark is out to stay, I picture your smile like it was yesterday. When the sun is going down, when the dark is out to stay, I picture your smile like it was yesterday.
When I remember, memories don't last forever. When I deny my empty with an open letter, who gon' remember me? My satellite, my empathy. The wheels be chrome, spiffy, the Lord with me. My halo said goodbye and the floor hit me. Velvet lining in a pine box, my granny filled a time slot. Don't grow up too soon, don't blow the candles out. Don't let them cops get you. My granny almost sparrow, I can see the wings. The choir sings, and not a thing, la da 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 da. Only he can save my soul. And I know the money don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold. The dreams of granny and mansion and happy. The little things I need to save my soul.
When the sun is going down, when the dark is out to stay, I picture your smile like it was yesterday. When the sun is going down, when the dark is out to stay, I picture your smile like it was yesterday.
I'll be honest, I'm talking again because I want to switch genres again. Also, while I was looking for music, I found a great rock song that would have gone so well in the middle of the show. This is the reason to plan your radio shows better. But Tidal always recommends like new music, and apparently Del Watergap has a new song that is not explicit. I've been finding so many songs where they are just wrong about whether a song is explicit or not. But hopefully they're correct about this one, because I have not heard this one yet. Let's see. Let's see how this is.
I am.
Okay, so I ended up not listening to that song because we do have a caller, finally. Thank you, Epiphany and Delaney. I'm going to put them on the air in just a second once I figure out how to work the radio equipment. All right. Uh-huh, yes. Okay, welcome to the radio, Epiphany and Delaney. What do you guys want to talk about? I can tell you how many listeners we have. I have no idea how many listeners we have right now. LOL. Probably 4 or 5. That's like our average. What do you want to tell to the 4 or 5 people listening to this radio show? Wait, no, I can't hear you guys. Wait.
Last night that I feel like she should share.
Oh my god, I totally didn't know how to work the DJ board as usual, and you are now audible. You weren't before. I'm so sorry.
Okay, hi.
Hi. Hello. I was like, they're silent for a really long time. Like a really long time. Okay.
Unfortunate that you missed our entire intro.
I know.
Like really a insightful thing.
Like, really important, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can paraphrase everything that we just talked about, but...
Okay.
Talking about dreams and delays.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about your dreams. Your bird dreams.
Okay. Well, okay, so I had one the other night that was... It was an osprey, which is a really large bird, but, like, it had the body of a large rodent. Oh, my God, it's all rodents and birds.
It is rodents and birds. It was an, it's an osprey, which is a really large bird.
Yes, but it had the body.
Thank you. I'm not an environmental studies major, so thank you for telling me.
She's in a bird-watching class.
I am in a bird-watching. It's, you know, probably become... It's a really large part of my life.
It attracts my dreamscape, your thought life.
Your thought life.
Impacting my well-being because it had the body of a, like, a large rodent, maybe like a badger or something. A badger isn't a rodent, but it's fine. But then it turned into Amelia,
our dog.
It turned into your dog.
Our demon dog.
Our 15-pound dog, and I quickly realized, because I was holding the real Amelia, that this was a demon.
Okay. Okay.
So
sure.
I did what I know.
Happy
to do,
Easter.
Which is rebuke them. So I rebuked the demon, and the demon left.
Amelia left, or the demon left from Amelia.
No, the real Amelia was safe in Delaney's arms.
Okay. Okay.
So then my new dream last night was with my professor of the bird class.
Oh, wait, this was not all, this is, there. Okay, okay, okay.
She thought...
I didn't know there was going to be, like, a sequel.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see this bird on this lawn, and it's a pretty big bird. It's like the size of a duck, not shaped like a duck, but it was like a bright blue, like a cyan.
I think that's like
cyan.
Okay, E-Y-A-N. Like the element, like the or no, cyan, like C-Y-A-N.
Cyan,
yeah, like that. And it was beautiful. I've never seen it before. And then, you know, my professor was kind of taken aback and was like, you know, we got to do some more research on it. So, like, after we did our little bird watching, we went back inside and she, like, looked it up and stuff. And she was like, no, that was actually just a rat.
Oh, no. Not again.
I was like, no,
are you going to pass the class now?
It's your bird experience.
I was like, professor, no, like, that was the bird for sure. And she's like, no, it was a rat. It happens sometimes.
It happens.
Things happen.
Can you, okay, so in real life, if you submitted a photo, I don't know how your homework works. Say you submitted a photo of a rat and you were like, this is the bird that I saw for a bird watch. This is the bird that I watched. What could they really do to you?
True. I think it would, so we have like field journals where we do that, where we like talk about the birds that we see, where we present the birds we've seen.
Can you just lie? I'm going to Google rare birds, Tennessee right now and tell you just some lies you could put in your field journal.
Yeah, you could really lie.
Honestly, I could.
You could lie big time.
We went to the lake the other day and saw a lot of really good birds.
We saw some really fucking cool birds.
Sorry.
That's so. You could be like, I saw a limpkin over the weekend, which is apparently a really rare bird.
It was one of the only rules.
I'm so.
It's a bad bird.
Okay.
I didn't mean to. I'm just... Anyway, she doesn't need to make stuff up. We have great birds.
Yeah,
around us.
I saw a great blue heron.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And a double-breasted cormorant.
Whoa. I've never heard of that. That sounds pretty impressive.
That can't be a real bird.
We saw it literally eat a fish. It was pretty dope.
Rats could do that.
CR. Stop, you know, vulnerable I am right now.
Okay, so I need my Tufts environmental studies major friends to tell me if this is an option here too. Like, I need to really rethink my life path if, like, bird watching was always an option to get, like, an undergraduate degree.
Literally. That has been the source of my existential crisis. This semester's watching Delaney in bird class.
I
don't blame you.
Love, like, different, like, multimedia. Is that what it's called? Like, she sent us all clay, and we had to make pollen models out of modeling clay.
Okay.
That was one of our assignments. She also has full-ass binoculars and little recording device. Yeah, she sent us a recording device, and we have to make a bird podcast with it.
Okay.
It is a real class at a reputable institution, I would just like to affirm, and I'm getting 3 credits for it.
That's so good.
Yeah, I feel
like... No, literally, what am I doing? My major.
Econ.
No. Don't rap me out as an econ major on the air.
Goddamn.
America.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I actually haven't been paying attention to this conversation for the past, full 2 minutes, but it's for a good reason. It's for a good reason, which is that Vaccine Time tweeted that there were appointments available, in a suburb 30 minutes away from here for a couple of days from now. I am trying to book an appointment and just gonna worry later about the fact that I don't own a car, so it's gonna be, fairly expensive to get myself to this appointment. That's a concern.
Can we make
for
it
me.
GoFundMe?
I don't. It would be so crazy wrong for me to create a GoFundMe.
No, yeah, it was a joke. I have a GoFundMe story.
God, I love Massachusetts because they apologize for asking for your biological sex. It says, what's your biological sex? And then in parentheses, we are required to ask.
LOL.
Which is so sweet of them. Okay, what's your story?
Oh, one time I created a GoFundMe. Oh my, this sounds so bad. I can't say it out loud. Never mind.
Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm still... There is so much involved in filling out this form, and I'm doing it all on my cell phone, and I'm so... so stressed.
I'm excited for
I'm not gonna get it. Somebody else is gonna fill out this form faster than me. I should have lied about having health insurance.
No, you're so speedy.
No, I'm not.
You got this. We believe in you.
I'm just gonna say I don't have health insurance to make this faster.
Yeah,
I think that's
about
fine.
To go. Only required areas fill out.
Oh my god. It's so long, the form. How do people do... It's so long.
How do people fill out forms?
How do people fill out forms under this much time pressure? Oh, somebody got the appointment. Oh, somebody got all the appointments. All the appointments are gone. Okay. I tried. I filled it out so fast. I tried. This tweet was posted 4 minutes ago. I have notifications on for this Twitter account that tweets when appointments become available. 4 minutes is all it took. So my radio show ends in 30 seconds, so I guess the last part of it is just going to be me updating people that I will, in fact, not be getting vaccinated for COVID tomorrow.
New subcategory of anti-vaxxers. People can't.
People were too slow at typing on their cell phone. If I had my computer right now, it would have been a whole different story.
Unfortunate.
I know. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks for letting us on.
No, thank you so much for calling in. I always want people to call in so bad.